The parade of mushers coming in to Nome for Iditarod 2014 continues. Let's go out to the spotter vehicle and see what's going on with Hans Gott. Hi, Emily.
Hi, David. I am following Hans Gott into Nome on Front Street. His dogs had a little bit of confusion out there on the sea ice, but they look confident as they head in to the Burled Arch. And there's still a nice crowd there, as Anna Rose and Rick have been pointing out, waiting for Hans Gott to arrive in Nome. And taking a steady pace, he's kicking his sled as they go towards the finish line.
So once again, Hans Gott coming into Nome. Let's go down to Anna Rose and to Rick and see what's going on.
Hi, David. We are down here on Front Street. Hans Gott is approaching the chute. His dogs are, they look great. They're going along. He is pedaling, helping his dogs along in this last final stretch. There's still a great crowd out here. They stuck around. We had Jesse Royer come in. Shortly after that, it was Joe Reddington Jr. And now Hans Gott. He is a few feet from the chute, and now his front dogs have entered the chute. You hear the crowd.
Hans Gott finishing the 2014 Iditarod Sled Dog Race, Bib 58. We're here with Libby Riddles, too, the first female winner of this race. Libby?
Yes, hello, everybody in Nome. Hope you're up and having a happy Iditarod.
Good to have you here, greeting and saying hi to the folks. And there's Hans.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. I've known for a long time. He's done a great race. His dogs always look good at the finish. Good to see him here in, and I bet he's glad to be here. Got a big smile on his face.
We're going to jump in and grab an interview.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. His dogs look great. A few of them are rubbing around in the snow. He's drinking water after a big hug. Camera crews gathered around.
Was it real like crazy like everybody says?
Which part?
Last part.
Well, there was big concerns last night, obviously, about the storm. And we were advised not to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's when I was supposed to leave. So it didn't change much. I mean, I probably could have come in 8, but what the heck, you know, we just agreed to stay a little longer. Feed the dogs some more, which turned out to be a good idea. It was blowing really hard out there. I mean, Ray was maybe at some point 200 feet ahead of me, and I could just see some silhouettes, you know, through the blowing snow. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, my leaders were outstanding the whole way, especially on the clear ice. But the Golovin Bay was, you can't describe it. It was something else, but just a sheet of clear ice and side wind. I mean, it doesn't get any worse. However, we made it across, and here we are. Definitely the craziest idea that I've ever run. This is my 14th, and in 2011 I said I would never run a 1,000-mile race again, and I guess I had to come back for some reassurance. Now I know for sure.
You got to take a few more years to forget how much fun it is.
I will never forget this one.
And you said in an earlier interview that you have a lot of three-year-olds on this team that you didn't really know what they were made of. And so then what did you learn about them on this race?
They were absolutely outstanding. And actually, I dropped two in White Mountain because of their short coat. There was nothing wrong with them at all, but I was concerned about frostbites. Yeah, they were outstanding. I'm really impressed with those. They didn't know anything about this type of racing before we started, but they did very, very well. And I managed to run a 16 dog team for a very long time in the race, and that was pretty exciting.
Hans, how special is it simply to finish this race?
It's always quite emotional, you know, when you come into Nome. And I mean, it is the greatest sled dog race in the world. There's no question about it. And Yeah, it's great to be here.
What's it like having these fans here waiting for you?
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you.
And was there any one moment with your dog teams that it really stood out to you, that they were really able to rally the trail conditions, especially at the beginning and end, were so horrific this year?
There were too many to describe, but the one which sticks in my mind right now, because it just happened, was Gullwin Bay. And my leaders, they were outstanding. Just I never trained on ice. They had no idea about clear ice before, and they just went straight across.
And when you were in Takotna, you said that if you knew the conditions entering this race, that you would never would have entered. But now you're here, you've finished, and...
Well, yeah, I mean, as soon as you enter, you're in it. I mean, there's no question about it, and then you got to deal with it and pull through it. But yes, if I had known that before, I would not have run this race.
But now that you're here, so what is with your lead dog? What's your lead dog's name?
I came in with Mondigo and Darren. However, Stitch, another lead dog, he was outstanding last night on the clear ice there at Golovin. Those were the three I ran for the most part.
Well, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Hans Gad, having just finished the 2014 Iditarod. This is his 13th Iditarod, and it's his fifth time placing in the top 10. He just came in ninth position. He took the last two years off from the Iditarod, but he was back for this year. And from the sounds of from his interview that he just did, sounds like it might be his last, but who knows? He might be back. He's right now going through his sled, checking, making sure that he brought everything with him that he needed so that he can finally sign his name, check off, and complete this year's Iditarod. His dogs, once again, they look great. Most of them are on their feet. Two of them are laying down, but still looking content. He just commented on how great his dogs did, especially on this final stretch on that glare ice that they had never seen before.
This is a wonderful race. The veterinarians here in the chute, the very first thing they do is walk up and down. They grab the dog's face, take a look at the dog, probe around a little bit, and just look. And everyone that I've seen, they've checked since we've been here, the last three mushers. A big smile comes to their face. These dogs are well kept. And as we've heard over and over again, the dogs did very well at this race. The mushers, maybe not so much. So here we go.
9 days, 4 hours, 40 minutes, 25 seconds.
Hans Gott signing his name, completing the 2014 Iditarod.
What a look of relief on his face. He signed his name and so went, oh, wow. Now he's zipping up the bag and looking down at the dogs. And they're going to move them out of here. And it looks like we're about an hour away on a finish here, Anna Rose, of Aaron Burr Ice Gnome Zone. And I believe that would be 10th position for this Iditarod. And we'll be here for that. And Bib 58, Hans Gott, if this is it, he finished in fine form here in ninth position. Exactly. Now pulling out some more snack food for these dogs.
Mm-hmm. And reporting on Front Street, downtown in Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And Rick Schmidt.